What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris and Baltimore, Rob Long at WEEI Studio in Boston. As the Orioles here for two-game series against the Red Sox. You know, we're talking about the excitement. Are you excited about these young players? And he's young. He's not a rookie. But tell me right now, when you heard Ben Hall say Dustin May versus Trevor Rogers, you didn't get excited when you heard Trevor Rogers' name.
Of course I did.
I know you did.
Of course I did. Yeah.
Orioles are giving you some reason down the stretch to be excited, man. Trevor Rogers, yesterday, Dean Kramer's ERA dropped below 4. Trevor Rogers hadn't been above 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're giving you some real. I'm not trying to put lipstick on a pig here. I'm not. The season was a disappointment. But they're going down the stretch, playing some good teams, and they're putting themselves in. Injured players are coming back. Kowser came back yesterday. You got my guy, Kyle Bradish. You know Kyle Bradish. Mm-hmm. Other than Dean Kramer, Kyle Bradish is my guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy. You know, I remember when he was struggling, I told people, I said, I don't know, man. That guy walks around the clubhouse like John Wayne. I just don't see him struggling long. He just has this cockiness about him that he's one of those guys that's just not going to let himself struggle for long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's that dude. By the way, Ed, so I went down real quick in these studios. Almost every door has a code to it to get to another section. I told you, like 30 studios.
Yeah.
So to get to different levels, you need codes. So the engineer said, I'm going to give you the codes to each of the doors. You better write them down. I said, you guys must change codes often. He said, no, why? I said, you're giving me the codes to all the doors? I'm not here for you. He looks me up and down and says, oh, yeah, you got a trust face. I have a trust face? I don't think I've ever been told that I have a trust face.
Well, let's replay. Spring training several years ago. We're at Jerry Coleman's parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
Rob is sitting next to Jerry's mom on the couch watching The Wizard of Oz. I go to pour myself a scotch. She calls out to her husband, that man is taking your whiskey.
He's talking about Ed.
Talking about me. Yeah.
Meanwhile,
I don't have the trust face, I guess.
Meanwhile, she told me where it was to sit next to her to watch The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Yep. All right, cool. You got a point there. You got a point. Let's go out to Antonio in Baltimore, in Rosedale. I'm sorry. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Man. How are you?
Good. Good Orioles series win. Is the current team better than the team we had before the trade deadline? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day, too, Antonio. And I don't know if better, but, Ed, remember before the trade deadline, Ed, I told everybody, I said, let's go back to 2022. Before the trade deadline, the team was under 500. They had Trey Mancini, they had Lopez, Jorge Lopez, they had a couple other guys. Then all of a sudden they start trading off pieces, and that's when the team took flight. And I don't think the team was necessarily better or worse. I think what happened was guys started to find their true positions. You had this team right here, you had Jordan Westbrook playing second, playing third, DHing, doing this, doing that, guys jumping around. Well, now after the trade, you don't have the need to get all of these guys in, so now people take their roles. You heard Tony Mancelino said yesterday, the World Series teams has maybe 2 platoon guys. Everybody else, everyday players. Well, that's where the Orioles are right now. They may have a couple of platoon guys, Jeremiah Jackson being one of them, but everybody else. You know, your first baseman is Mayo. Your second baseman is Holiday. Mm-hmm. Your shortstop is Gunner. Your third baseman is Westbrook. Colton Cowles is going to play center field for the rest of the year. Your catcher is Adley. Adley caught a day game after night game yesterday. These guys are now, I think it's, I don't know whether it's better or worse, but I think the fact that these guys know where they're going to play and know their position and know where they're going to bat, I think it means something.
Mm-hmm. I think it is too. I think, does Kobe Mayo have a nickname yet?
No, what do you want to be?
I said Duke from Duke's Mayonnaise, I think.
Ah. Can I suggest that to him? See if he likes
yeah,
it?
Yeah, see if he likes that. I'm going to say. That's a lot better than I think Duke would be great.
Duke. Yeah. Duke Mayo.
Yep.
Well, wait a better minute. Than Kobe?
Hang on. Somebody beat
and we can get. Me. So you're suggesting that we get rid of one of the lacrosse names? Kobe, Gunner, Adley,
I just
Jackson.
Think Duke. Well, it's not far off either, but it's like.
Duke Mayo.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that. Yeah. I'm going to suggest that to him. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Mike?
Are you there, Mike?
How you doing this morning? Can you hear
now,
me?
Why you being, yeah, yeah. Why you being shy this morning, man? We called your name. Come on.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Got you now.
Okay. Hey. I'm excited about the rookies. You know, I really am. But, you know, also, you know, it still doesn't change the fact that we got to get some veteran. We got to get some solid veterans in here, too, you know, in the mix. But I'm excited about the rookies. But you know what, man? I think Camden Yard is going to be looking like a zoo soon because I guarantee you, if Beavers have some success,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
they're walking around with the cow outfits. And
yeah.
if Beavers have some success, they're going to have some animals or some Beavers walking around or the people walking around looking like Ward, June, and Wally or something. But I'm excited, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate the call. Ed, you're running an organization. You take over police departments, a lot of young officers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you need to know who these young officers are before you start adding veterans?
Yeah, of course.
I think that's where they are right
sure.
now.
Sure. Yeah. I think so, too. I mean, they got to figure out who's who before, you know, because you don't know what you need.
Exactly. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. I mean, I talked to a player yesterday who said, I'm ready to take on leadership role. But I'm not a vocal leader. If I try to become a vocal leader, I'll be a fraud.
Yeah.
And I said to him, not only will you be a fraud, but you're forcing yourself to do something that you're not comfortable in. And when you take yourself out of your comfort zone, then you can't be successful.
Right.
So they need that leadership, definitely. But at what position? You don't know yet. So I think that's another layer to this season, figuring out who you need to add. Let's go to White Plains and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
My surgery went well.
How are you? I was about to ask you, how's your recovery?
Hey, my recovery is fine. Well, you know, my son gave me his kidney, and man, him was like almost a perfect match, man, because my ex-wife made my kids draw straws to see which one of the four was going to give me their kidney because they all wanted to.
Uh-huh.
But my son was actually the perfect match, man, so okay. I'm doing well, man.
Yeah, we didn't forget. I was waiting for you to call back so we can ask you, man. Prayers are answered. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, I'm telling you. But, hey, Rob, you know what? I'm excited about the young players. I really am. But I'm really excited about this pitching staff. I think if Brad comes back, man, I think Wells come back. I would sign Eflin again because I don't think he's going to be that expensive. You already got Rodgers over there and, you know, and Kramer, man, he's pitching like an ace right now, you know.
Don't forget about Povich, who's showing some signs.
Povich showing some things, man, you know.
Yeah.
And some of the young pitchers are really starting to show some things, man, you know, so that's a good thing also.
And I don't know if he's going to be, I don't know if he's going to be a starter. I don't think he's going to be a starter, Mike, but let's not forget that Suarez is coming back too.
Exactly.
That's huge for that bullpen.
Exactly. You know, yeah, exactly. And like I said, you know, you know, and Wells and all these guys, man. You know, I mean, look, this year was a disappointment, Rob. I mean, I think we can all say that, right? But these young players hasn't really been, man. You know, they've been pretty solid, man. And you know, you bring these two young guys up, and they look like they're ready to go. You know, and that's the thing I do like about this Orioles team, man. You bring all of these guys that's coming up look like they're ready to play.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't look like in the past. You know, so I'm excited about the whole team, to be honest with you, man. But look, fellas, thanks for taking my call,
good
man.
To hear from all right, you, man. Continue recovery. I'm with him, man. I think, you know, I know a lot has been said about Mike Elias, and I can't defend him. I can't defend him. However, I will say this, Ed, I still believe in him.
Why?
I do. I still listen, everything that's been said, I cannot defend. It's factual. You know what I mean? It has not gone well. But I still believe in him. I think this was a crazy year. Look at all the injuries, man. You cannot ignore that. I just think now he's been challenged, you know, and sometimes, you know, you need to be challenged. Sometimes you need that humble pie to realize that maybe you need some help in some different areas now. But overall, I still believe in Mike Elias.
Mm-hmm.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I do too. I think he does a lot of things well. I really do. I believe some of his criticism is very unfair to him. I mean, you can't defend him on everything, but I think some of it is just outrageous.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go out to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Good weekend of baseball, man. I really enjoyed it, man. Even though the Orioles, you know, out of playoff contention. So, but watching that lineup yesterday when it came out, man, I was excited. I was like, man, I can't wait to get home, you know, catch the end of the game, you know. And a lot of people was commenting, and especially somebody made a comment, I don't know if it was on your post, Rob, about the ninth spot. They was like, man, yeah, it was your post, you know. I mean, we would love that could have been, you know, should have been cursed at, but he's not playing right now. But remember, Rob, I texted you about Jeremiah Jackson on Friday. I told you this guy, you know, I think he's going to be, you know, productive guy for us, you know.
And normally I tell you don't know what the hell you're talking about, but that wasn't one of those times.
I know. I was like, oh, Rob, you know, Rob, believe it, you know, I'm a threat, you know. But, at 39 at-bats, though, you know, he's hitting, what, .333 with an OPS of .812. So, you know, and three hits yesterday. So the guy's going to be definitely, you know, looking forward to seeing him.
I don't think he's the .333 guy, Rashawn, but I will say this. I think he is a good enough hitter to be that super utility guy for the Baltimore Orioles. I do. I think he's a good enough hitter. I think he has enough talent to do that. And, you know, maybe one day become somebody's starter, but I love him in that role right now. He's still young.
Yes, for sure. And Brandon Young, you think it's any way possibly, you know, he can be our fifth starter next year?
No.
You know, I think he might continue to improve.
No.
Okay, you see him putting him in the bullpen then? Maybe he can be a bullpen guy?
I guess, but I just, if you look at the body of work, so let's go through it here. Let's go through it here.
Right.
Bradish is coming back.
Right.
You have Rogers. You have Kramer. You're either going to have Grayson Rodriguez or you're going to go out and get a free agent. If that's not Eflin. And when you talk about that fifth spot, look at the body of work for Povich over Young. The body of work for Povich is better than Young's. Young had a great game on Friday. I'm taking nothing away from him. But remember the guy in Detroit years ago that he was robbed of his perfect game by the umpire's decision? Remember that?
No, who was that?
Yeah, exactly, because he did nothing after that. That's my point. He did nothing after that. And I'm not saying that's going to be Brandon Young. I'm not. I'm just saying you can't take that one performance and now all of a sudden put Cade Povich's body of work is better right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think overall he's a better prospect.
Yeah, but hopefully Brandon Young can, you know, continue to improve, though. So
I hope he can. You need guys in the bullpen, and we know one thing about baseball. Just because you're in a starting rotation in March and April doesn't mean you're going to finish with that five for several reasons. So, you know, I think we learned one word this year, depth. Got to have it.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yep. All right, Rob. And stop watching Brokeback Mountain too, man. You know, you shouldn't be quoting it like that either, man.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I watched it. I think everybody did. I watched it. But at the same time, you know, I don't talk about two grown men hugging on the football field brought tears to my eyes.
No, it was just emotional. They still embraced each other. You know, a lot of people try to pin them against each other, man. They were still brotherly. You know?
Yeah, they didn't do that to me.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't do that to me. No, no.
All right. All right, man.
Have a good one.
Yeah, have a good one there. All right,
man. Ravens.com's own Ryan Mink joins us to talk some Ravens football at 8:15. But on the other side, Ryan Ripken. So the other Ryan joined us. Orioles baseball. See if he's excited about the future of this team up next on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.